Next up, agenda item number 12, request for an emergency amendment regarding oyster inspections.
Don't have to swear anybody in. Kind of the rule of thumb is you never have to swear anybody in unless they stay after them unless it's an agenda.
Good afternoon. This is a request for an emergency amendment and a public hearing at next month's commission meeting regarding Chapter 4, VAC 20-260-10, pertaining to the designation of seed areas and clean cull areas. This emergency amendment is necessary as a conservation protective measure for the oyster resource as the season opens October 1st. A little background on this. So in 2013, the oyster basket was established as an alternative measure. I think we remember going through the back and forth that came through. And there are a number of amendments to this regulation. And inadvertently, as of 2014, in an amended version, there was some language that was lost regarding culling procedures for oysters that are stored in a boat in baskets. So this emergency regulation is to clarify culling procedures for oysters that are stored either in a loose pile or in baskets, really in any conveyance, and it sort of clarifies the procedures so that there's sort of a uniform standard for both, regardless of where they're stored. So I'll work through the changes real relatively quickly here. So the first change there is that you can store oysters currently in either a loose pile or baskets, but you can't do them in both. And this sort of clarifies that, saying that if they're inside a boat or anywhere, they either have to be one or the other. And that sort of makes that crystal clear in this regulation. So that is in this section here. This is sort of the meat of this change here. Originally, as you can see, there was some language sort of describing the conveyance in a loose pile and the culling procedures, and this sort of clarifies that for if they're in a loose pile in a vehicle, trailer, or inside open part of the boat. So that covers the loose pile. And this establishes sort of the procedures for using a shovel, taking a bushel of oysters or a basket of oysters from one area and putting that into a basket or bushel and culling those oysters there. So that covers a loose pile anywhere and establishes the procedures for inspecting it there. And section two is where the language was lost in the amended version after 2014. And the language was specified that, as you can see, that crossed out section there, from a vessel, when oysters were transferred from a vessel to a motor vehicle or trailer. So there wasn't any actual mention of oysters stored in a boat in baskets. So with this amended version, an emergency regulation, it would establish procedures for oysters in baskets in either a vessel, a truck, trailer, any conveyance. And the procedure would be to take those oysters and cull them into a basket or bushel there, as opposed to a loose pile. So you could do either or, and it sort of clarifies that regardless of the conveyance, there's culling procedures for a loose pile, and regardless of the conveyance, there's culling procedures for oysters stored in baskets. And here's a list of the culling procedures if there's any questions regarding that. But really, it's just sort of a clarification. So everyone involved, law enforcement, watermen, they know that here are the procedures, here's how it's done. It's sort of fair for everyone involved that this is sort of the standard procedure. It's clear to all members that here's a procedure for a basket in a boat. Doesn't matter where the basket is. Here's a procedure for in a pile. Doesn't matter where the pile is. So there's sort of a consistency here for the culling procedures and standards. And this is sort of just what your typical loose pile looks like in a boat. There's a Virginia metallic bushel tub, and those are your standard oyster bushel baskets that are sort of the industry go-to for most clean cull areas these days. And the staff recommendation is to adopt this emergency recommendation and designating and that establishes these procedures for oysters kept in individual baskets, especially on a boat, and to advertise for a public hearing to make this regulation permanent at the October commission meeting.
Any questions from the commission? It's a request for a public hearing.
And emergency.
An emergency, yeah.
An emergency measure as well. It's not a public hearing, but if there's anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this, happy to hear from them. I don't see anybody in the audience besides staff. Well, what do you all want to do?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. It's approved unanimously.